We're going to jump into our message here for today. So turn with me to the book of John. And today is Resurrection Sunday, and so we're going to be talking, of course, about Jesus and the resurrection. But turn me to the book of John, chapter 20. And we're going to look at verses 11 through 20. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 20. And I want to ask us today here, our thought for the day is this: whom are you seeking? Jesus says that here to Mary here, Mary Magdalene, in this passage. He asked her, whom are you seeking? But Mary didn't know it was Jesus, as we're going to read. She didn't know it was Jesus speaking to her. But that's our thought for today is this, is what I want to talk to us about here today on Resurrection Sunday, is whom are you seeking? Now, of course, the obvious would be, well, Pastor Dan, we're in a church that believes in Jesus, and we've been talking about this Jesus. But of course, we're all seeking Jesus. But I'd ask ourselves, are we seeking Jesus? Are you seeking Jesus today? Are you seeking something that looks like Jesus? Are you seeking something that can look like him, maybe smell a little bit like him, but it's not him alone? And so let me ask you this. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? If you were Willy Wonka, you were looking for the golden ticket. Remember that? Remember that? Everybody was looking for the golden ticket. If you remember back in the 90s, there was the Where's Waldo? You remember those little maps? I hated those things. Going to the library, I could never find Waldo, but somebody was always looking for Waldo. We're always looking for something. How many of you lost your keys? You looked for them. Or how many of you, their child lost that toy, and you could not leave until the child had their toy or had their little stuffed animal? I remember those days when the kids were younger. Back in the mid-80s, U2 wrote a song. If you remember, there's a song called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. If any of you heard that song, remember that song? They wrote, and here's some of the lyrics. So they wrote this lyric. They said, I've climbed the highest mountains, I've run through the fields, I've run, I've crawled, I've scaled these walls, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Later on, Bono, he wrote the song because he said he had a spiritual experience in Ethiopia, and later he said he believed in Jesus. But here's what he wrote in the song. This is from 1987. This is interesting. He says, I believe in the kingdom come, then all the colors will bleed into one, but yes, I'm still running. He goes, you broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross, oh my shame. You know because I believe it, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And this was back in 87, he wrote this, and I wonder how many of us today, maybe you are here, you know someone, yeah, they go to church, maybe they say they know Jesus, but they still haven't found Christ. They're still searching, they're trying to add all these other things in, but they haven't necessarily seen Christ or encountered Christ. And I want to ask us today, do we miss Jesus for all these other things in the life or the church experience? It's great to gather together. It's great to have a building. It's great to have lights. And, oh, we have video capabilities and all this stuff. It's all great. We've got the YouVersion Bible app, all these different things. But sometimes do we miss Christ? Do we miss him himself? And today in our story, we're going to see here, and talk about what were the disciples and what was Mary Magdalene? What were they searching for? Whom were they seeking? And so turn with me there. Let's read the scripture. John 20, verses 11 through 20. Let's read. It won't be on your screen, so turn your app or turn to your physical Bible and let's read it here. And I'm just reading out of the ESV translation. It says, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she left, she stopped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lain, one at the head and one at the feet. Then they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you have carried away him, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take, He says, sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Verse 19, on the evening of the day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked, where the disciples were, for they were fearful of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they had saw the Lord. Let's pray, church. Father, we ask in these next few moments that, God, you would illuminate your word in our hearts and our minds. Father, I pray that we would seek your Son and only him. Not something that looks like him or we think it's him, but may we seek him alone. And may we know him and know his voice when he speaks to us. Jesus, we say thank you for your word. Thank you that you arose and that you're living and you're alive and well. And you speak to us and guide us today. And Jesus, we pray this all in your strong and mighty name. Amen. And amen. In this passage here, a few things are going on. I don't know if you heard in here, there's a few questions that were asked to Mary Magdalene from the angels and from Jesus. So let's start with this one. Look at verse 13, the beginning part of verse 13. And the first is this: Why do you seek? They said, the angel said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they had laid them." Who do you seek? What was Mary seeking here? She was crying because she was coming to seek the body of Jesus. She wanted to come and see. Was it true? Did Jesus really die? And is the adventure, is the hope over? Or what he said was going to happen? He was going to beat death. He was going to rise again from the dead. Mary was seeking confirmation of Jesus' words in his life, and that his promises were not empty. She was seeking the one who could only give her life. It's interesting, sometimes we gloss over this. Think about this. Jesus was the leader. Think about this. Jesus, if we were his disciples, he'd promised all this stuff. He died. They crucified him. He's in the tomb now. Where would you have gone? What would you have sought after that? Would you have went and hid? Would you have went and you know, done something completely to take your mind off of the horrificness of this, or that, man, the dream's over, the hope of Israel's over? But Mary went to look for the evidence. She wanted to go and see. Jesus, I believe in you. I followed you. You healed me. You set me free. And I'm going to follow you all the way to see if your promises are true. Mary didn't go off and just bury her head and alcohol or something else, or you name it, or to just escape. She went to the place that was hard for her to go to, even to see his body, to see it bloody and bruised. She still went to go see, is it true? Jesus, are you still going to save and redeem us and save me? Why do you seek Jesus? As disciples of Christ today, why do we seek Jesus? Why did you come here today? Why did you come here? Why did you come to see a fancy show, an Easter program here at Cross Point? I hope not, because we don't have one. Did you come for the awesome worship band? Well, they're not. They're gone, right? Why do you seek Jesus today? Sometimes on Resurrection Sunday or Easter, if you call that, sometimes we get in the habit of it's tradition. It's what the church does, right? Right. We come together and we look nice, and that's all great. It's wonderful. But why do you seek him today? Mary continued to seek after Jesus because she still believed that he was real and true. Even though her vision of what she thought was going to happen was maybe changed. Yeah, or my Savior is dead. I'm still going to seek him no matter what's in front of me, the obstacles. And today I would ask you today, are you seeking Jesus today because it's tradition? Because you've always went to church on Easter? Or are you seeking Jesus today because he's your Savior? He's redeemed you. He's called you. He's set you free. He's broken the chains of sin and darkness in your life. Why do you seek him today? Look at the back half of verse 13 here. And my second thing is this: where do you seek it? It says in the second part of verse 13, it says, let's just read the whole thing. It says, they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Where do you seek it? Mary came to, she wanted to see the body of Jesus, and then when the body was gone, she still wanted to go after it. She still wanted to seek and pursue where the body at. Where's the body of Jesus at? Now, sometimes we gloss over this and we think, well, it's okay, of course she wanted to find Jesus. But when you run into hardships, do you still seek after Jesus here? Mary, yeah, yes, thank you. Thanks for starting. Mary could have been, you know what? All right, the body's gone. Okay, it's over. His lies, his promises were lies. We're doomed. Rome's still going to rule. There's no hope for Israel. But even in that situation, Mary kept going to seek where the body, where was Jesus at? And I want to encourage us today on Resurrection Sunday. Sometimes we come and we're like, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Jesus, I'm all in. And you follow Jesus and you get to a place in life, or you get to a place even today you may be at. And you know what? You're like, Jesus, I feel like you're away from me. I feel like whatever I'm in, the situation, it's dying. I'm in a hardship. Something's going wrong. The thought I had for my kids or for my marriage or this job is just not panning out. Or you may think, well, Jesus, where are you at? Where are you at? Because I don't feel like you're here with me. And Mary probably felt the same thing. Jesus, where are you at? I saw him put you in the tomb, but now where are you at? Mary had that determination to continually seek Jesus. And I want to encourage us today, when hardships happen, where do you run to? When you feel, let's put up the feelers, right? In Christendom, there's a lot of feelings, right? I feel like Jesus is with me. Ooh, that service, I feel that service was good. Or if I feel Jesus, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to pray, read my Bible. I'm going to be nice to my spouse or my kids or my coworker, or my boss. But when I don't feel Jesus, I'm just like, God, where are you? I don't know. Mary didn't necessarily trust her feelings. She kept seeking. And today I want to ask you, when you don't feel Jesus, do you keep seeking Jesus? If you've come here today and you're like, well, Pastor Dan, you didn't have a big Easter presentation. We didn't have the choir. You know, you didn't have the photo booth out here. Maybe you didn't have chocolate candies. I don't know. Are you still going to seek Jesus today? Maybe you didn't feel him in the service. Maybe you didn't see him move in the service. Sometimes Pentecostals or evangelicals, you know, we're like, we got to see some type of, you know, healing, or we got to see a word of knowledge or a tongue interpretations to feel the service. But do you still seek Jesus even when you don't see him? Even if you don't see him in your eyes, are you still seeking to where he is at? That's my second thought for us today. Is where do you turn to when you don't see Jesus? What do you turn to when you don't see him moving exactly how you want in your life? Do you still follow him and seek after where he's at, or you just go, well, I'm going to turn to whatever can fill that emotional, spiritual, or relational void in my life? Mary, once I said, Mary could have left the tomb and went and did something else, but Mary asked them, where's the body? I want to go find the body. Mary kept continuing on her journey to seek Jesus. Jump down to verse 15 with me here. And let's look at that. My third thought is this: whom do you seek? Now, in verse 15, this is Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Whom are you seeking? Whom do you seek today? There's a lot of people that bounced on Jesus after he was crucified, that left him. What do we know from the scripture stories? The women were the first ones at the tomb. Now, of course, it had been customarily for the women to go and to do a lot of the burial and the spices and preparing the body. But what we see from scripture, they were going to do that. But there was quite a few women that came to seek Jesus to see, was he alive? Was he alive or not? They were still seeking the promise of the Messiah being raised. Whom do you seek? A lot of times in our Christian walk at times, we start seeking other things. Sometimes we seek after a pastor that's really good at speaking. How many of you have been there? I've been there. You read a book by some Christian leader, or you watch a YouTube preacher or something like that. Nothing wrong with all that. Hear me. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes in Christendom, we'll seek a building. Oh, I seek a church that's got a really nice facility. Or I seek a church that's got a really awesome kids program. Or a really great youth program so my kids can be discipled. Once again, nothing wrong with that stuff. But I want to ask us, whom do you seek? Whom do you seek? Jesus was testing Mary to say, are you seeking me for the thrills and all the things I can give you? Or are you seeking me? Are you seeking me? And we know the answer to that's rhetorical. Mary was seeking Jesus, him alone. John 10, 9 through 11 says this. It's a familiar passage where Jesus is talking. He says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Whom do you seek? Satan knows who or what he's seeking. He's seeking to destroy us. What does Christ seek for us? It's right here. He seeks what? That we'd be saved. That we'd find pasture. We'd find rest for our souls, forgiveness. Satan is out for us. He's seeking us. But sometimes when we don't seek Jesus and him alone, we end up the collateral damage of sheep out in the wilderness and the wolves get us. The enemy gets us. When we seek the other things, when you seek a pastor, you seek a denomination, when you seek a building, when you seek anything other than Jesus, the living, breathing, physical Jesus, we don't find pasture. We don't find life. We don't find the door to eternal life. We find the door to death and destruction. Whom do you seek today? Now I know it's I'm kind of hitting the point, but I know most of you probably say, "Well, Pastor Dan, I've come to worship Jesus. I hope so. I hope you haven't came to hear my eloquent speech, because you're probably not going to hear that. But I hope today when we gather, you're coming to worship. You're coming to build up the body. You're coming to hear Christ speak to you through his holy word. Whom do you seek today, church? I would ask that to the Church of Siouxland, to the Church of America. Whom do we seek? Or maybe what do we seek? Do we seek political power? Do we speak a comfortable life here in America? Do we seek prestige and power? Do we seek Jesus? And do we seek him all the way to the death's doormat? When we think we're dying, when we think the all hope is lost, will we continue to follow Jesus in those paths that are hard for us, knowing that those hard paths lead to life and lead to pasture and life abundantly? Because what happened in the next few verses? Let's continue. Let's read on here. Let's look at verse 16. Because it doesn't end there. Jesus doesn't end with Mary saying, "Hey, I'm gone, sorry." We always know Jesus always brings the best at the last and restores us and redeems us and gives us a hope. Look at 16. He says, "Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher." Here's a few thoughts. Jesus speaks to us. He speaks to us personally when we're seeking him. Mary recognized Jesus by what? And you've probably heard this because he spoke her name to her. She recognized Jesus' name, Jesus speaking her name to her. How many of us, when we seek Jesus, man, we hear him. We recognize his voice. He speaks to us personally. We don't have this God that's afar off. We know this, right? We don't have a Jesus that says, "Hey, I'm just going to send, you know, some impersonal person or just something." He goes, I will speak to you. My sheep know my voice." And in the tomb, when all would look like it was going to be lost, Jesus spoke Mary's name. And when he spoke, Jesus spoke with that confidence, that reassurance, that, "Mary, my promises were true. I am the faithful one. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the one and the only. I am the Son of Man, the Son of David, the one that was promised." Jesus will call you and speak to you by name in those seasons when we seek him. We don't seek Jesus and he leaves us wondering or leaves us out here, "Oh, was that you, God, or not?" He speaks to us clearly when we still ourselves and when we seek him alone. Let's look here at verse 17 here. Let's continue reading on. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Jesus told Mary to go and tell others. And today here on Resurrection Sunday, Jesus is telling you, if you're seeking him and if you know his voice, to go and tell others. How many of you this week will tell someone about Jesus in the resurrection? How many of you did it last week? Now, this is not condemnation to the church, but church, we can't come in here today and say we're going to seek Jesus and then not go out and tell others. Or keep our candles, our lights hidden under a bushel, hidden under a basket. We can't go out in Siouxland and be like, "Well, you've heard me say it before the last couple of weeks." We can't go out and be, you know, on Sunday, raising our hands, "Woo, go Jesus, yeah. Follow you to the end, Jesus." And we get out in culture and this weekend, and we're like, "Hey, do you know Jesus? Can I tell you? Maybe." No, we need to go out bold as lions. Mary went out and told the disciples. And then from there, we could only assume she went out and probably told more and more others that what was going on and that Jesus was alive and had arose from the grave. We have to go out. If you know his voice, we have to go out and tell others. And look at verse 19 and 20. I want to end with this. And on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When we seek Jesus and we follow him, even when we think he might be gone, when we continue to follow his way, seek him, he speaks to us personally and he shows up and reminds us that he is faithful and true. His promises are there. He tells us to go off. And then finally, Jesus always will show up to encourage those who are doubting, to those who are fearful. We know in the book of Jude, where Jude writes, he says, "Show mercy to those who doubt, snatch others from the fire." Jesus always shows up to confirm his presence of peace and that he's seeking those who might be scared, who might believe in him, but are having doubts. Jesus shows up. And what's so cool, I love about this passage, Jesus walks through the door. Now, in the scripture here, Jesus didn't open the door. He somehow, I mean, if you can break the curse of death, you can walk through a wall. I mean, this is like Star Trek, you know, first century. Jesus walks through in there and shows up. Jesus will show up in our lives through any circumstances. Beyond anything we're facing, Jesus will make himself known to us. And today on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to ask you, when we seek Christ, when we seek him, he's going to show up in your life. He's going to speak to you personally, and he's going to reassure you that his promises are yes and amen, and that, yes, he has broken death in chains and the darkness, and that he can restore you and redeem you, and that he is the one that will be with us in times when we're fearful, times when we want to shrink back. He's there to give us the encouragement and the strength to go forward. Because what happened after this in Scripture, when Jesus encountered disciples, the disciples became bold again. They got some of their courage back to go back out in Jesus. And then, of course, we know the Holy Spirit came and filled them, and they went out in powerful ways to speak the word. But Jesus will bring his peace to us. And so I just want to end this with this simple thought is this, is maybe you're here today, and maybe I would ask you, are you still seeking today or searching, or have you found Jesus today? Maybe you're here and you don't know Christ, and you haven't sought him all the way to the point of believing him, even when it costs you to go to the grave like Mary did and believe when you could have been ridiculed, or maybe other people said, "Oh, that Jesus, see, he was a fake, he died. There's no hope in that." But Mary continued to press on. Maybe you're here today and you're right there and you need to press to the next step of believing in Christ, because Christ wants to show up in your life. He wants to speak to you personally. Youth in here, the kids, adults, maybe you're an adult in here, and maybe you're giving lip service today to Jesus, but you're not really seeking him and going after him with all your heart and soul, mind, and strength. Romans 10, 9 through 10, it says this. It says, "Because if we confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." And then 1 John 1, 9 through 10, it's a familiar passage, many of us know. "For if we say we have no sin, we have deceived ourselves, and what? The truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." And so I want to end this with this, church. Seek him today. If you're not seeking Christ, come up and talk to us. Talk to me afterwards. And one of our elders will be here. We'll pray with you and talk to you. What does it mean to seek Jesus with all your heart and soul, mind, and strength? What does it mean to follow Jesus all the way to his promise, all the way to the end of the line, as the metaphor is? Church, today, Jesus is looking for his disciples to follow him and seek him alone, and to follow him all the way through the hardships of life, and through the good times of life, and through all the blessings, all through the valleys and all over the mountaintops. He's asking his disciples today to follow him, to seek him. And I would encourage you today, if you belong to Crosspoint, you're visiting here, don't come on Sundays and just seek a good service. Don't seek just, "Oh, I want to come just hear what Pastor has to say." Come seek Jesus. Seek him alone. Seek his presence. Seek his voice. Seek his voice for your life. And don't substitute Jesus with anything else in our life, in our walks as disciples. Don't substitute knowing his word for a book written by some pastor or somebody else. They can help you. It's not bad. But don't substitute spending time with Jesus alone and worshiping and praying for listening to some new Hillsong song or listening to K-Love. And don't substitute your time of worship, your time of prayer with Jesus. Jesus wants you to seek him because he will speak to you personally. And just like he brought the disciples, he'll bring you peace in those moments when you meet with him, when you may be fearful. Or you feel like you're ready to take that bold step and you need that extra empowerment of the Spirit. Jesus will show up and say, hey, I'm with you, my son, my daughter. Let's go out, go out. I'm with you. He wants to be with us. But today, if you don't know Jesus, you've got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And as Scripture said, he's faithful and just. Just like he was faithful to raise from the grave and to give us a hope in the future and conquer our sins and wipe our sins away from us and make us white as snow. Jesus is faithful today, and that if we search for him, we can find him. What's interesting, I love about the story, Jesus didn't just let Mary sit there and ask the angels and then just wander and think about where the body go. Jesus didn't stay back and hide himself. He came close to Mary and said, I'm right here. I'm real. And today I want to remind us that our Savior is real to us. He's right here. We can't necessarily see him, but we can see him by the actions we do, by the kindness, the things he's given us. He's the people in this room to encourage us, the brothers and sisters that come alongside of us and speak words of encouragement, words of just encouragement and uplifting to us. He's here and he's real. And so let's pray, church, and let's ask Jesus today that to search our hearts, that we would seek him alone, and that we let nothing else take that place of knowing him and seeking him. Let's pray. Jesus, we come before you today, and we just ask that you would help us to seek you alone today. May we search our hearts if there's anything else that we're seeking, God, instead of you. If we're trying to fill the void with anything else other than you, God, may we put that aside, and may we find you, Jesus, today. Because we know you are faithful to show up in our life. You're faithful to speak to us by name. You're faithful, God, to come and to heal us and redeem us, to heal our past wounds and our past sins and forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Jesus, we call upon your name today. May your church seek you, Jesus. We say thank you for everything you've given us. Thank you for the churches of Sulian. Thank you for the people in this room. Thank you for the pastors and the faithful men and women, God, in each of the churches. But, Jesus, we seek you alone on this Resurrection Sunday. Help us to faithfully put you first in our life. Help us, Jesus, to put you faithfully first here at Crosspoint. May we not uplift anything over you, Jesus. We say thank you for your word. Thank you that you are the living word and that you're alive and well, Jesus. You're on the throne. You have us in the palms of your hand. We say thank you for giving us family. Thank you for giving us the homes we came from, the clothes on our back, God, the food in our bellies. We say thank you that, Jesus, you didn't leave us as orphans, or you didn't leave us at the tomb empty-handed, but that you came to us in living color, in living person, and you spoke to us by name. We say thank you, Jesus. And God, I pray for the one, if there's anyone here today that's still searching, that today they would find you, that they'd put their whole trust and their whole belief in you. They confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that, Jesus, you are the risen Messiah, and that tomb is empty, even to this day, it's empty. And so, God, be with us today. May we go out and celebrate you. May we go out and be bold witnesses and tell others this week that you're alive. And, Jesus, we just say thank you, and we give you the glory and praise. And everyone said, amen.